Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Alex Newman is my next guest, award-winning international journalist, educator, author, consultant, and his bio, which I love this, says that Alex seeks to glorify God in everything he does. So you got me right there, Alex. You got my heart. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So when we hear, for example, Joe Biden speaking this morning, President Joe Biden, and talking about the fact that this $95 billion aid package, how good it is for America, because, you know, it puts Americans to work as far as all of the supplies that are made in places like Pennsylvania, and then sending that over to Ukraine with this huge, unprecedented aid package. What do you see from your perspective?
There's so much wrong with this. It's hard to know where to even begin. I mean, yeah, you would create jobs if you borrowed money from China and your great-grandchildren and paid people to dig a big giant hole and then fill it back up with dirt again. It doesn't mean it's a useful thing to do. And, you know, we start off with the fact that this is completely unconstitutional, right? The Constitution does not provide for foreign aid. It does not provide for any of this stuff. If Congress wants to declare war, there's a procedure for that, and they should use it. But otherwise, everything that they're doing is completely unconstitutional. And I would encourage people to read their Constitution, read Article 1, Section 8, which lists the powers of Congress. Notice nowhere will you find the ability to extort American taxpayers to send to foreign governments. You know, if Americans want to send money to Ukraine, and, you know, frankly, I don't think Putin is a good guy. I think he's a dangerous megalomaniac. But what Congress is doing is totally illegal. Even if it wasn't unconstitutional, the United States government is the worst debtor in the history of humanity. There's never been an entity in all of human history that had as much debt as the U.S. government. This is debt that everybody listening to me is going to pay. All of your children are going to pay. All of your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. We're borrowing it from our most deadly geopolitical enemies, like the Communist Party of China. This is absolutely absurd. And finally, it's just unwise for a host of other reasons. The United States right now has a military that is in shambles. They're more worried about climate change and transgenderism and CRT than winning wars. Picking a fight with one of the world's most dangerous nuclear powers just doesn't strike me as a good idea right now when our military is completely collapsing.
Yeah, I always look every day. I look at this national debt clock and how fast it's spinning with, what, $34 trillion and counting, $34.6 trillion. It's scary when you think about this debt and then who we are indebted to.
And that doesn't even count the hundreds of trillions, that's going to say $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities. I mean, there is actually no way for them to ever pay this back. They're destroying our economic productive capacity and short of China. It's in war country in the middle class. And frankly, the consequences of this are going to be absolutely horrific, not just for our children and grandchildren, but even for us. Now they'll introduce, I guarantee, a whole bunch of bills. We're going to introduce a bill to make Joe Biden stop doing this. We're going to introduce a bill to make Joe Biden stop doing that. Well, if you hadn't given him money for it in the spending bills, he wouldn't be able to do those things. So they're playing us for fools. They're treating us like we're idiots. And they're actually destroying our future and the future of our children. They're destroying our country. It really is time for them to be held accountable.
Yeah, absolutely. When we look at what's happening tomorrow, and that is the Supreme Court of the United States of America taking up this issue 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I, first of all, because you're from a journalism background, Alex, I just wonder your take as far as the media coverage of this, but as well as the Supreme Court of the United States takes up the issue of Donald J. Trump versus the United States of America looking at this and whether a president would be immune.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can you just give me your sense of, the coverage that you've seen thus far and your faith, your prayer in what is about to happen next? What is your prayer moving forward as far as all of the persecution of former President Donald J. Trump, all of these rulings and so on, the Supreme Court agreeing to and beginning the arguments, to hear the arguments in this case tomorrow morning? What do you make of the media coverage versus the truth and where you hope the court goes with this?
Well, the media is totally discredited at this point. There was just a poll released very recently that said 60% of Americans regard the media as enemies of the people. Frankly, I'm amazed that there's still 40% of Americans who haven't realized that yet. And I say that as a journalist, as a professional journalist who's been a journalist my entire career. The media is a total disgrace to this country, almost as bad as the Democrat Party and the rhinos in Congress. And the fact that the Republicans in Congress have continued to fund the Department of Justice and the various entities that are persecuting Donald Trump is an outrage. This should have been stopped when the funding bills were being debated. But I don't think this is going to stop unless and until the American people demand that it stop. And it's critical that we do that. I mean, we're rapidly headed toward banana republic status in the third world. I've lived with this kind of stuff all my life. It always ends in tragedy. And even the people that are cheerleading it, I don't think they understand where this ends up. It ends up when you destroy the rule of law, when you weaponize government, it ends up hurting absolutely everybody. This is absolutely disgraceful. And frankly, I think we need prosecutions at this point.
Alex Newman, president of Liberty Sentinel Media, Inc., and he certainly has written for a wide variety of publications across the country, across the globe, really, an education writer for Freedom Project Media, foreign correspondent for many other, the New American Magazine, for example, the Law Enforcement Intelligence Brief, the president of Liberty Sentinel Media, Alex Newman. Thank you so much for joining me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball season is heating up, Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.